Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A couple of businessmen tied to Rudy Giuliani have been arrested. They're accused of campaign finance violations involving $325,000 given to a political action committee supporting President Trump's reelection. The men are identified as Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. The indictment includes charges of conspiracy and making false statements to the Federal Election Commission. These men acted as a conduit for Giuliani in his efforts to dig up dirt in Ukraine on Joe Biden. More from correspondent Evan Perez.
We do know Giuliani has been very forward, been very open about his efforts to try to get this information from Ukrainian sources and try to essentially, you know, put it into the mainstream here in the United States. And these two guys, who are Florida-based, by the way, were very central to that effort that was based out of Ukraine. And the effort here was to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and to try to make sure that this was something that would become part of the election campaign for 2020.
Parnas and Fruman were arrested at Dulles Airport outside Washington. They're expected to appear in court in Virginia. We're hearing from Ukraine's president regarding the House impeachment investigation of President Trump. Correspondent Tom Yamas reports his remarks dealt with the phone call in which the president mentioned Joe Biden.
Ukraine's president says he was not pressured at all. He made that a point. He also said he was not blackmailed, but he also said he was not going to blackmail the United States, which was somewhat interesting because we haven't really heard that accusation. But he says he did not feel pressured, that he wants to root out corruption here in the Ukraine. But many people are looking at the phone call and trying to connect the dots that now the Burisma case is going to be reviewed again as a sign that he's trying to curry favor with President Trump.
The Ukraine leader also said he would happily investigate whether Ukrainians interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections. The president tweeted today, "From the day I announced I was running for president, I have never had a good Fox News poll." The latest poll shows 51% of all voters want the president impeached and removed from office, up from 42% in July. 40% oppose impeachment. A demonstration today in Times Square has resulted in some arrests. Our Sonia Rincon is there and has a live report.
Yeah, I'm looking at the intersection of West 44th Street and Broadway and 7th Avenue, where they all intersect. And there is a large boat in the middle of the intersection, a green boat. And the group Extinction Rebellion is holding a climate change protest. And several people have adhered themselves to the boat and are refusing to leave, and the boat is surrounded by police officers. This is a very peaceful protest. People are chanting. People are holding up signs saying climate emergency, save the planet. One of the signs is in the shape of a life preserver. So there's definitely a theme here. The boat is decorated with flags from all over the world, international flags, international representation. They say this is something that affects the globe. And they're not budging, but I don't see anyone being arrested, although I assume that that's inevitable since they are blocking the road. Again, this is a peaceful protest. Several dozen people, some of whom have adhered themselves to this boat in the middle of the intersection. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
The city's latest push for safety extends to the West Side Highway. The Daily News says city and state officials will announce today that the speed limit will be reduced from 35 to 30 miles an hour between Battery Place and 59th Street, and the new speed limit will take effect on Saturday. The State Department of Transportation says it's working on a number of design changes to keep pedestrians and cyclists safe from cars and trucks. Governor Murphy is set to outline his comprehensive strategy on lead water contamination in New Jersey. He'll speak this afternoon. Residents of Newark have been rattled by this issue lately, and the city has begun replacing all lead service lines from homes to water mains. But the problem isn't just there or in other isolated cities.
There's a problem with our water.
Probably the largest source of lead in people's lives today, and particularly children, and that's in the drinking water systems.
EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler calls the Flint water crisis a failure of communication by state, local, and federal officials, and he says the Trump administration has an idea of how things could be fixed.
Ultimately, our goal is to replace all the lead service lines around the country.
The main priority right now, though, removing the most corrosive pipes first, and a requirement that all schools and daycares check their water to make sure it's safe.
That's correspondent Cherry Preston. A little bit of a bad thing has got to be better than a lot, right? Well, not according to a new study on smoking. Researchers followed 25,000 Americans for 20 years, and they found that the lungs of those who smoked just a handful of cigarettes per day were damaged almost as much as those who smoked more than a pack. In other words, there's no safe amount of smoking. Study co-author Dr. Elizabeth Olsner of Columbia University says smokers should still be encouraged to cut down on their use because that can be an important step toward quitting. The Social Security Administration announced today that millions of retirees will get a modest 1.6% cost of living increase in 2020. That comes to about $24 more a month for the average retired worker. The COLA affects household budgets for about 1 in 5 Americans. That includes Social Security recipients, disabled vets, and federal retirees.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.